of the podcast.
Wait, I want to just test something. I just want to wait. Everyone quiet? No, I don't.
Okay, now I want to just... You could do that. That was a thing. Stupid. Audacity got stupid in the last...
Why don't we just start a new track fresh from the beginning?
No, it has to be like this. So saith the Lane. Episode 2.
Episode 2. People say things.
People say things.
People say things.
I have to answer this. This is important.
Oh, yeah, I got to turn my phone on.
Quiet mode? Shit. What? Wait.
What?
Round 9.
What?
No, I'm just trying to schedule things that aren't this. Okay, so episode 2.
People say things.
Our podcast that we made for the internet, and there's no catchphrases whatsoever.
At all.
Ever.
So how it works. Well, before we jump in.
How it works is Andrew writes down 6 weird-ass questions, and then... We rant about them.
Don't say that we write them down.
Where are we getting them from?
Well, eventually we'll get them from somewhere else.
Well, that's spoilers. We can edit that out.
Our intern was supposed to do them, but she only did one of them.
Well, she was fired last night by me.
Well, she also wants to be called our producer.
But I like intern. That means I get to talk down to someone.
I know, calling her intern's kind of nice, but she wants to be called producer.
So. Is she a producer? How about web?
She writes the questions. We'll call it.
No, because technically I'm producer because I'm rendering the kajiggers.
Okay.
So she'll be logistics and content.
We should make her
manager.
HR. She's human resources.
Don't you ever fucking say human resources.
We don't need no fucking
snacking noises.
Squeak squeak.
This is the sound of me punching Andrew. Alright, are we gonna use a random number generator? Or patented?
We will. So how it works is we have 6 questions. We have a random number generator, which is like just a D6.
It's a 6-sided random number generator.
It's so complicated.
Made in Soviet Russia.
Yeah, Lane went there and made it.
With ex-Soviet scientists.
Yeah, and it's one of a kind. And we'll see if it stays on the table.
It did all last episode.
There should be a punishment. There should be like every time someone drops a dice on the ground, they have to take a shot of whiskey.
No, you could just say a drop die is a failed shot. Like it's an automatic fail if you drop the die on the floor.
What in the? Are you talking about Warhammer or this?
Yes.
That's Warhammer.
Random number generator. Go. Pew! 4.
You want me to read it or do you want to read it?
I'll read it. Let me read it. Let me see if I can read your penmanship. Number 4. Come up with a story for this movie, The Darkest Hour. Okay, do you want to start or should I start?
I'll start.
Okay, go on.
An autobiography by Lane.
Ah, shit, that was my idea. God damn it. My idea was stolen.
It wasn't stolen. I came up with it first.
No. All I came up with, because I was as soon as I thought. I was like, that's easy. I would call, it would be the, well, it would be The Darkest Hour, semicolon, A Life Story of Lane.
Okay, you can go with someone else.
All right, well, okay, The Darkest Hour, it would be a horror movie about people working in a mine shaft, and the mine shaft collapses, and it's like...
Ooh,
we only have. It would be 1 hour of black, like pure black.
it would just be voice recording.
Actually, no. It would be 1 hour because it couldn't be feature length. It was just an hour, so it would be an hour of black, with 45 minutes, maybe an extra hour of people outside of the mine trying to get in.
So every now and then it cuts to them.
Yeah,
doing
exactly.
Stuff, and then it cuts back to pitch black.
Immediately to pitch black. And then you'd have like 5 minutes of pitch black and noises, and then it would cut to blinding bright lights.
Can you imagine watching that in theaters? You're like, oh!
Yeah, it would be awful. Oh, it'd be wonderful. And there'd also be cave monsters, a la The Descent. But you wouldn't be sure if it was actually happening. Like, that you'd have, like, sounds.
Would you give them, like, glowing eyes?
No, no one would see anything.
Right,
pure black. Because it's The Darkest Hour.
At the end of the movie, would there actually be a cave monster?
You wouldn't know. That would be the thing.
They would get out. Would anybody be missing?
They wouldn't get out. They would open it up, and then like they'd like be looking for the bodies, but they'd never find the bodies.
Oh, well, then the monster's real.
But you don't know. Or did they just get lost in the thing?
Oh, you mean like it's not like a man-made cave. It's like a cave that...
Yeah, what? Yeah, of course it's a man... Or a non-man-made cave.
Okay, so they just like...
Yeah, like The Descent. It would also be a comedy.
Dude, it's dark in here.
Yes.
I can't even see my hand, bro.
It would be surfer dudes.
How many fingers am I holding? All right,
so my that's my real idea, since my... autobiography would be too easy. Do you have a real idea?
The Darkest Hour.
Once again, best answers by me.
Darkest Hour. Oh, well, it might be about time change. Daylight saving time change. It'd be like the last hour, just be an hour long shot of the sun going down an hour early.
But the sun doesn't go down an hour early. The clocks just change.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work.
Well, they would be filmed the exact same time of day. Technically time of day.
No, because doesn't it happen... Well, it wouldn't even be the sun setting, because it happens at, like, late. It happens in the middle of the night.
2 a.m.
So, yeah. So there'd be no sun.
It would happen the next day. We would film it the next day.
But then it wouldn't be...
It'd be about the following day.
Right.
Darkest Hour.
Okay. Mine was... My idea was better.
Yours is really good.
Yes.
Surfer dudes.
I don't know if surfer
bro,
dudes...
Bro, dude.
They would be Russians. There would be... At least there would be one Russian guy. There'd be one
those
black...
Russians that helped you make the dive.
No.
They're not allowed to remake it
no,
for anybody.
No, Russian girl.
So.
Russian girl. Black guy. South African guy. But he's white.
And really wealthy?
No, just average. And then probably a white girl.
Isn't the Russian a white girl?
Technically, yes.
So be a Russian guy, a white South.
No, no, a Russian girl,
a white girl.
Yeah,
a white South African guy, a black guy,
and a black guy, and a black girl.
And no Americans.
Yeah, she'd be Canadian. Black Canadian.
Black Canadian. She would say A-lad.
Yeah.
It's dirty.
She'd be like, ha! I mean, she'd be
Black
really
man.
She'd be really Canadian.
Can we take about 20% off the darkness?
Oh. Can we take about 20% off the racism?
Lame,
a black character can't say, can we take 20% off the darkness?
Can we say the word black or dark?
That's automatically racist.
Oh.
You're a straight white male. It's implied.
Oh.
In your all right, now are we going down to question numbers? Whatever.
No, it's too fast. It's too fast.
Okay, so there'd also be the Darkest Hour 2, the Darkening, which would be when the
it's darker.
No, the Darkening. It'd be called the Darkening. And then they get out of the cave, and there were no cave monsters. And then, but they're now blind. Because they go outside and the light literally shatters their retinas.
It's a movie like that already.
So
it's blindness.
So it's a POV of them for 2 hours.
It's a POV of them. And
they're blind. So they're trying to get out of the woods. So like...
So wait, oh, the police came in. They didn't find them.
Yeah.
They gave up. They went home.
Yeah. It's
they,
like a year,
they were
it's a
the
year
cave.
Later.
They managed to get out somehow and not die
I'm going to go with they ate the South African guy. The South African white guy.
You said... Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. They ate for a year.
For a year. They rationed him out and cave fungus and water drippings and shit like that. They just had to... They actually just had to keep going into the cave and there was like... An exit.
Wow.
Yep.
And so then it's a POV
of them
in the woods.
And it switches POV, so it sounds different.
It switches.
So it does sound different.
Does every now and then does it switch to the white South African
no.
guy? And you also hear his stomach noises.
No, you would... No. And this would be 2 hours of literally darkness. So basically, actually,
here.
It'd be pretty interesting to film. So you'd get a whole bunch of POV cameras, and then blind, just to record, and then blind the actors, and then just tell them what to do.
And then make them walk through the
and
woods.
And then make them, yeah.
And then take marshmallows to all the trees, make sure they don't hurt themselves.
No, just, because that would be make it authentic. Make sure they're not going to, like, really injure themselves. But right. Just to get that kind of, that disoriented feeling.
Right.
I bet hipsters would love that kind of shit.
They would go crazy for that shit.
Because they would, because they'd seen the first one where there was, like, 50% darkness, now it's 100%.
And they're like, dude, I'm gonna go the whole way.
And then in the last, maybe, like, 5 minutes.
It's total darkness. Oh, wait, and
or it could be 2 hours where they start off completely blind, and then over the course of the 2 hours, it gets less blind.
Less blind. They're, like, their eyes finally adjust.
Yeah, so, like, an hour later, it's just really fucking blurry. And you can't see anything it's like, anyway.
It's like for the first hour, you just left the lens cap
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you took it off, but your gain is, like, yeah, super high.
Exactly.
And your camera's way out of focus.
I would get every fucking Oscar for every... Cinematography... On point.
On point. Total darkness.
Editing, absolutely on point. Special effects, highly accurate.
We use so much CGI. We use black on top of regular black.
Well, because we filmed it, and then we CGI'd the blindness in. Like I said, I'm the best director.
And what's the production value for each of these movies?
Oh, millions.
Like 4 million or 8 million?
I would buy those fancy Star Wars IMAX cameras.
Oh.
One for each actor.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And leave the lens caps on
and
all of them.
Leave the lens caps on. So if you'd like to send me your donations, I'm going to be setting up a... Wait, what are they called? An Indiegogo
for
the darkness and the darkness too.
No, it's called the darkness.
No, it's called
darkness to
it's
the
called darkening. The darkest hour and the darkest hour to the. Actually, it would have to be called the darkest hour to the brightening, because they were blinded by brightness.
So is it the darkest hour, the darkening?
No, it's the darkest hour. Is the first movie, and then the darkest hour to the brightening, and then there'd be, if these two movies were hits, which I know they will be, there will be. The Darkest Hour 3
will be
the darkest.
Will it be not the word.
This will be an origin
not a trilogy.
Story.
Yeah, an origin story.
It will be them buying equipment to go
to the cave.
To go to the cave, and then it'll be a POV of the cave.
Dude, what'd you get? Sandwiches, bro.
No, and no one buys flashlights.
No one buys food. No one buys flashlights.
They're like, they keep going to stores, and they're like, oh, flashlights aren't on sale here. We'll just go to a different store and buy flashlights.
Until they get to like,
and then they realize that they never bought flashlights.
Like, you bought the flashlights. And then it was the South African.
How many minutes
guy.
Have we been talking about this? 12 minutes?
Yeah, we can probably do
it. We're going to do another one.
Random number generator.
Three. Okay, should you read this?
I'll read this one.
Okay, you can read this one.
If you had to grow up in a different country, what would it be?
What would it be?
What country would it be?
What country would it be better?
If you had to grow up, if you had to pick a different country... Besides this luscious land of Canada that
it's
we live in.
It's not luscious at all.
Well, BC is.
Somewhere in Europe.
Nice answer.
Somewhere in Europe, possibly. Either Germany or... the Netherlands.
The Netherlands?
Netherlands.
Well, why? What's so appealing about the Netherlands?
Marijuana.
And, just don't even smoke weed.
But I might in the Netherlands if I lived there.
In a past life.
We're talking about different timelines here. Also, I'm Dutch, so I'd have family there. Also, they have cheese, like the best cheese. Well, maybe not the best cheese, but they have really good cheese. And meats. And, well, actually, Netherlands isn't great for beer, but Europe's great for beer.
Yeah.
And you can, if you're in Europe, you can pretty much go everywhere. And Netherlands is just super chill.
True.
No one, like, when was the last terrorist attack that happened in Netherlands?
Here's a question, because I have a second part to my answer that I just thought about.
Uh-huh.
What would you do if you were in the Netherlands?
Be Dutch. I would speak Dutch.
No, what would your career be? Like, what would you choose?
Cheesemaker. Marijuana enthusiast.
You would infuse all the finest
male
marijuanas.
Prostitutes, possibly. Or one of the car...
A gigolo?
No, the guys the guys that advertise the sex shows with, like, they've got, like, suits and canes. They're like, come on, live sex show.
Come see it today.
This is actually something that I saw. I'm not,
really?
Like, that's actually
Did
a thing.
Did you go to the Netherlands?
What? Yeah, we went to Amsterdam.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Remember all those pictures I posted?
Yeah.
Yeah, funny. There was, yeah, it was, like, really weird, because he was, like, it was, like, to this, the most greasy way of advertising a sex show. Like, it's
a pimp. It's a pimp with a megaphone.
No, it wasn't even, it was like a carny.
Like a straight up carny.
Like a carny. Like, did
he have, like one of those, like, megaphones?
I remember him having a cane.
Would you have an old timey megaphone?
Yes, and one of those flat brimmed hats and a striped suit.
And, like, a piece hanging out. Like, in case there's trouble.
No, not... Dude, it's Europe. No one has a piece in Europe.
I know, but would you have a piece?
No, because...
Would you have a sword cane?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew you would.
I wouldn't have a gun, but I'd have a sword cane. Actually, no, it would be a snake cane.
A snake head.
No, it would have a deadly snake inside. Spring-loaded. So if anything happened, I would just shoot a freaking cobra at them. What are you gonna do now? Well, no, if I had to fight more than one thug, I'd have to have multiple canes.
Then you could just shove multiple
snakes. Have like 12 snakes.
Bam! I could just see you shooting a snake at somebody, but it's dead. So
you just shoot. I would feed the snake.
You would do every now and then open up your cane and drop a mouse in it and close.
No, I would load it at the start of the day.
It's like a bulge in your cane.
PETA is blacklisting us right now. We're being blacklisted by PETA. The lawsuits are coming in right now.
The snake cane. Look at them. Holy shit. They're piling up. Almost as fast as your Indiegogo campaign.
Yeah. It's dwarfed by my Indiegogo campaign. Netherlands, I don't know what I would work at a Dutch drugstore, I guess. I would work at Farfig Newton Drugs.
Look up London in Dutch. It's gonna come up with the country name.
London in Dutch. Translation.
It is
London.
London.
Wait, let's see if it. Hold on.
London.
Yeah, Dutch is a wacky language. Like when I was in Germany, the German language. Like, when I was listening to it, I could kind of hear like, oh, that's a word. That's a word. That's a word. Mm. And it sounded like...
The rest of those are not words.
No, well, like I could understand... Like,
you could
it
see
sounded,
where the origin of the translation came from. Yeah.
But as soon as we went to the Netherlands, it was just like, oh my god, how do you speak
this? There was just garbage coming out of your mouth.
No, it's not garbage. It's just like gibberish. Yeah. It was just like... I can't even fake it. But it also sounded... It was like that Kood video.
Oh yeah.
Like that's what the language.
Well, yeah. When I watched that, I was like, I don't understand.
Like it's
what
just like
what is going on? It's good though. It's
good. Yeah.
I would move. I would grow up. This is like a weird dream of mine to live a very simple lifestyle and grow up in Ireland and sheep herder.
A sheep herder.
There's a.
Are you saying that all Irish people herd sheep?
No, it's just what I would want to do.
That's what you would want to do?
But I'm sure most of, not all of them do.
That's pretty insensitive to the Irish people.
Since the man who's going to be the cheesemaker in Deutschland.
No, it's not Deutschland, it's Niederland. Deutschland is Germany, you...
I want to hurt sheep.
You clod. You want to hurt sheep?
Herd sheep.
You want to hurt sheep, that's kind of messed up.
PETA is just going up, man.
The PETA pile is now doubled in size and is now...
The movie franchise is starting to crumble.
I'm gonna have to make a bail me out of the PETA lawsuit.
I'm gonna come with a fourth movie to help fund these lawsuits.
Or another origin story.
Another origin story.
Yeah. The origin of the cave. An hour of silence and blackness.
Just the occasional drip.
Yeah, drip.
This is the sound of the fungus growing.
Yep. Yeah, and then no, I would put something in the very, 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 very deep background, so it sounds like there might be something scary in the background, but there isn't.
Just like when you record it, just be like one guy standing in the very far corner, and he has to be as quiet and still as possible for 2 hours.
Yes.
But you can like just...
But dress him up like a monster.
Yeah. So you want him to be like authentic, right? Mm. But is there a monster?
Who knows? I'm getting goosebumps.
You gotta turn your TV gain way up to be able to see the outline of the monster in the background.
No, it wouldn't be filming.
Oh, you would just record it.
Yeah, he would be like camera would be here, but he would be off in the fucking nowhere.
Nowhereville.
Yeah.
Trying to be as quiet.
We would also need like 40 hours of footage and cut it down to two. So he'd have to stand there.
We should send this idea to our... send this idea to Linda, our old film teacher from high school.
We'll have to send we'll have to send this podcast to Linda.
Oh, yeah, now that we've
said her name. Have to send her, like, a bottle of wine and some Ambien. Then say, sorry we gave you a brain aneurysm because we're idiots.
But this movie's gotta happen. So anyway, I'd want to be Irish.
You would want to be Irish.
I'd want to grow up in Ireland.
Uh-huh. And herd sheep.
And herd sheep.
And what would you do in Ireland?
What would I do?
You would drink whiskey and beer.
I'd drink a lot of whiskey and beer and hang out with the Irish folk.
Mm.
And herd sheep.
And you'd call people feckers.
And feckers.
Yeah.
Those bloody feckers. Yeah. I love Ireland, dude.
It's too rural for
awesome.
Me.
Awesome. It's too rural for me, too, but...
But you'd love to live
in a different lifestyle. I'd be okay with it.
In an alternate timeline where I'm not exactly the same as this one. All right. Okay. Precisely. I feel like this is harder to elaborate on because it's pretty simple. Pick another country.
What's the worst country you'd want to live in?
Any of the third world ones.
Pick one.
Let's go with Syria because that's probably or North Korea. It's a toss up.
Yeah.
Because those are probably the biggest shitholes on the planet right now.
I think for me, it would actually, like... It's really funny, because I really want to visit it. I really want to visit Israel. Oh, I want to go to Israel. But... But that's the one place that I would not want to grow up in. It's just, like, it's such a con show. But
wait, allowed to be Christian there? No, wait. Israel? Palestine. Palestine is for Jews. Israel is for brown people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't touch the Middle East with a 1,000-kilometer pole, I think. Probably.
You don't need to look it up.
Well, no, I'm curious. Like, which country, if I said that, made that statement, which countries could I go to?
Or America.
I wouldn't mind living in America. It would
probably be fine.
Once again, well...
It's just relevant to what's happening today, right now.
Well, it's 3 days till the apocalypse. Wait, what is it? November 11th?
5 days.
8th or 11th? Is it supposed to... Is the election on the 8th or the 11th? I don't know.
Thanks. The 8th.
Whatever, let's call it 2 weeks till the apocalypse. The Trumpmeister's probably going to need a couple days to warm up the nukes, so...
Really? You think his finger's not that itchy already?
Well, no, because he'll probably have to waddle there. Like, you'll have to be like, that's it, I'm going to blow up all the brown people. Here I go.
Is he like the penguin from Batman?
Like a taller, oranger penguin, yeah. Like, he's got this...
You'll call him the orange.
I would vote for Mayor Cobblepot before I would vote for Mayor...
Mayor Cobblepot.
Well, yeah, Oswald Cobblepot. That's what the penguin's name is, dude.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Of course you didn't. You should watch Gotham. Why don't you like Gotham?
I don't dislike Gotham.
Okay.
I actually do kind of like Gotham. I have watched a couple episodes.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was pretty good.
Oh. I thought you...
No. You asked me what my opinion was about Gotham.
Oh, okay. But you didn't like how it's like... Because it's just a...
It's not that I dislike it, but dislike this thing. But I've noticed that it's more so just a mystery suspense movie or TV series.
Right.
That uses Batman words.
Well, it's a cop drama that's Batman flavored.
Yeah. It's more of a cop drama than it is a Batman TV series to me.
Actually, that's season one. Season two and season three, they go way into... But they also kind of... They do shit over a lot of origin stories. Like, they're kind of just doing their own thing. But I really like it because you get to see a lot of characters in a not... Well, not just that, but you get to... Like, you get to see the Penguin in a non-Batman...
Right, like, yeah, I did like that, actually,
and
lot.
He's such a great actor, and he's just so,
really
despicable,
cool.
And it's perfect. A lot of the actors really nail those roles, like, a lot of the roles really well. Hmm. But then they do a lot of weird stuff where they're just completely disregarding Batman timeline,
yeah.
But that's, I don't really mind, because, I pretty much accepted that it's a completely different story. I just like the Batman flavor. It's just like instead of going out and having a nice meal, it's like just snorting a line. Like watching a nice Batman movie, it's just snorting a line of Batman.
Or like instead of making ramen noodles, it's just eating the powder. Just like putting it on your thing and just like messily
slurping
like,
raw noodles.
It's like so good. Or
the ramen noodles are still in the brick and you're like pouring the powder in your mouth and eating a brick.
It's not even eating the noodles, it's just the powder. It's just like because you don't care about the fucking
you just want the flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
You just want I see your reference now. Clever.
That's what I'm in for.
In for, dude.
Okay, we're gonna go on to the next question.
Right. I wanna roll the die.
Okay, you can roll the die.
Thanks, bro.
The random number generator. Ex-Soviet Russian number generator.
Random number generator.
We rolled a 3. We did that one.
Failed.
Oh! Okay, so you have to now pay me $1,000.
Oh, I dropped it on the ground. Let's try this again.
You broke the jumper breader.
Cocked.
That's cocked. Jesus, you suck. 4. We did 4 as well.
This die is rigged.
3? We did 3 as well. We dropped it on the floor.
5.
Okay, 5. If you had to kill one past figurehead, who and why? Like figurehead?
Person? Like figurehead.
What's a figurehead? Yeah, like a politician?
Stalin or Bush.
Or Hitler?
The first Bush.
Because that's Hitler. Like the obvious answer is Hitler,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah.
Well, I would past figurehead.
Wait, speaking of Hitler, I listened to this BBC broadcast today, which was released during World War II. The broadcast was about, it was like a story during World War II that Canadian BBC did.
Right.
And it was as if Nazis had invaded and taken over Canada, and it followed one's family's storyline about...
This is from World War II?
This is during World War II, yeah. Created by the BBC.
Interesting.
Is
it The Man in High Tower?
No, it's called Nazis in Canada.
Oh, that sounds like a wacky little vacation story.
The Nazis are coming to Canada!
Like, it would be a Rob Schneider film.
It was super messed up.
Like, well, no shit.
And it was like, they really went deep. But, like, Vincent Price was in it. Orson Welles was in it. Like,
really?
You'll have to
send me this. That sounds cool.
It was really weird. But it's, like, super, like, scare factor.
Well, it's probably propaganda.
Yeah, it was propaganda.
It's like, by the way, Canadians, this is what the Nazis are like. They're really, really bad.
Yeah, it was pretty...
They'll give you cavities.
Anyway, so figurehead.
Now we're talking. Let me think. Now, does this have what kind of timeline? What kind of time travel does this imply? If I go back in time and kill Hitler, what happens? Because if I go back in time and kill Hitler, Hitler will not be alive for me to go back in time and kill Hitler. Therefore, I won't exist.
Maybe that's more complicated.
It's time travel.
Okay, we'll say that you...
Is it a paradox-free murder?
It's a paradox-free murder.
I probably wouldn't kill Hitler, because that's too predictable.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's going to do it anyway.
And...
If we already have the technology, somebody else will do it.
I think I'd go back a week ago and kill Trump.
A week ago?
Yeah, a week ago.
Is he already technically a figurehead? Would you call him a figurehead?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Define fucking figurehead. Define
DFF
figurehead.
H.
A nominal leader or head without real power. Oh, interesting. Oh, so it's not even like that. Like that's Hitler doesn't even apply then.
Yeah.
So it's like the queen.
Or Gandhi.
Or I guess technically, like if you want to be really like, I don't think Gandhi was a leader though.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, I'd go back in time and figurehead. So it's like a fake leader.
A faux leader.
I don't know.
Make it easier, we're gonna call him a leader. We're just gonna say it's a leader.
We're gonna redact that. Why not just anyone?
Why? No, because I wanna make it interesting.
Politician? Okay, yeah. I'd go back in time in 1 week and kill Trump.
I was going
to
do that too.
Is this like a flawless assassination attempt? Do I get to do it however I want?
Yeah, you do whatever you want.
I want to...
When darkest hour begins.
No. If I were to...
Stick him in a cave.
No. He's the man dressed up as the monster in the cave.
Ball. During the photo shoot, we actually just forget about him. And backstory, him the making of, and we just leave him in here and he actually dies.
No, I would do something so it doesn't look like as an assassination attempt. Something like a car accident where, no, him drunk driving.
Ooh, with a bunch of strippers in the car.
No, a bunch of child prostitutes. I want to really drive the nail home that Donald Trump...
But you
want to
kill the child prostitutes.
No, they would have to survive somehow.
Right, they're all in the trunk.
They were all wearing their seatbelts, Trump wasn't.
Ooh, I like it. And they hit a curb, yeah. And he shot through the windshield,
yeah.
And went right into a Trump Tower sign.
Yeah.
And it stabbed him.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. So dark.
Not really. I could go way darker if you
I
want.
I know it's good. Let's not.
Now we're getting sued by Trump supporters.
PETA, Trump supporters.
Yeah.
So what, like 12 people?
Dude, like that's a like a good joke, but I wish it was true.
Oh. You know what? I don't want Trump supporters listening to our podcast anyway.
Yeah, fuck Trump supporters. So yeah, Donald Trump threw a windshield, and then all the child prostitutes run out, and then everyone gets it on the news.
You know what? My response is going to be my figurehead that I'm going to kill is in response to your figurehead.
Are you going
to
kill Hillary Clinton?
I'm going to kill Hillary Clinton.
Nice! Give it to Bernie! We did it! We saved the future!
I will go back a week ago, and on the same night...
No. He hits her with the car.
Yes, bro!
It's a double.
Yes. Oh. He drunk drives right into Hillary.
Yeah.
No. But it's not the car that kills Hillary. It's Trump's body going through her torso.
Severed. Chopped in half.
Or it's his wig flying so fast that it gets stuck in her mouth and she chokes on it.
That's a little bit much. No, wait, but I don't think that's how presidency... What would happen if a double assassination happened to...
During the election?
During the election. That would I don't know.
It depends on what country you're in.
Well, America, since we're talking about that.
Okay, well, then they'd probably just continue with the election, and those two people would be removed from standing, and their vice president...
So it would be the vice president.
Their vice president.
Who's the less shitty vice president? Oh, wait, is it Bill? No, never mind. Vice...
Bill Clinton? Is Bill Clinton the vice president?
No, he's the first lady. I don't know. Hillary Clinton, VP.
I don't know if their VPs are either.
Is Tim Kaine.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it doesn't really help.
And go Trump's. Those Trump's VP.
It's some dumbass. So yeah. So there we go. Maybe we did. See, that's the problem with time travel. Because you've now created an alternate timeline where Hillary and Trump can't be president and some other dumbass has to do it. Maybe they can get impeached, though, or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how impeaching...
Maybe a bunch of stuff is revealed, or...
if it was Bush, then, like, all his shady dealings could be... I don't know how much more shady dealings Hillary has done compared to Bush. Because I don't have my tinfoil hat anymore.
Oh, man, where'd you put it?
I don't know, I lost it.
Bro.
So you would kill Hillary, I would kill... Trump.
Yep.
We're both save the world. See,
we will become figureheads. It's no power, but so
no,
much.
No,
because
you can't tell people. You can't tell people you're a time traveling assassin.
Well, isn't technically the Prime Minister of Canada a figurehead? Technically, he's a leader.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
yeah.
Michael would say that. Yes.
What would Michael say?
But Michael wouldn't say that he's a piece of shit, which he kind of is, because he's going back on all his fucking things.
He's
said
not going
he
back
gonna...
on everything.
He's going back on the electoral reform, which is huge.
Yeah, that is a big one.
That's the thing that that's like me going to a bank and saying, "Hey, man, I need a loan to make a business. I'm gonna be doing, I don't know. I
and then
can't...
you just go spend all the money on hookers and blow
exactly,
up.
And just blowing it." Like, you don't blow
yeah,
off...
Yeah, but you get reprimanded for that.
By who? The bank? Well, yeah, the bank reprimands you, but no one reprimands Justin Trudeau. I guess I do, with my words.
And your voting ability.
I didn't vote for him, though. I voted for NDP.
Yeah, I know.
What did you vote for?
Trudeau.
Why?
felt like it was the right choice.
Well, it fucking wasn't, because he's a snake. He's a well-groomed snake.
Well-groomed snake.
Inside of a carny's snake ejector cane.
He was the guy in the Netherlands. He was in this... He'll have a cane that shoots just Trudeau's. Just
various
It'll be
Trudeaus.
All the Trudeau family.
Yeah, poisonous Trudeaus. Vipers. Now the Liberal Party is sending us lawsuits. Are you... Wait, what's... Am I allowed to say that Justin Trudeau's a piece of shit for doing that? Is that lie?
I'm not gonna... You can say whatever you want.
Alright, freedom of speech, rock on.
It's a podcast.
Actually, no, because the government can't get mad at me, but people can send me angry letters.
Correct.
Alright.
If they know where you live. Because you have the same name as a serial killer.
Right.
I don't think I ever answered... Oh, I did answer that question last
time. You're not allowed to answer questions from last episode.
Right, they have to listen to it.
Because everyone's going to be watching...
Go back in time and listen to it.
Chronologically, no one's ever going to be watching these in different order.
Well, there's a dream.
What?
There's a dream they might.
Right.
We get to episode, like, 3 million.
A stupid, stupid dream. Well, how do you get sponsors? Send me some sponsors.
HeadGum Network.
No, they're Americans. We need to make our own Canadian network.
Like Butt Chew Network?
No, I'd make my own name. I hate naming things.
I've always hated naming things. No, you do. Okay, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Is there a break?
These false messages.
Trophy Peanuts.
Okay, we're back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Trophy Peanuts. That's it.
They quench Lane's hunger.
They give me...
Well, he games.
Yep. They've got 37% of my daily recommended fat dose in one-third of a cup, 445 grams.
And how fast do you go through those things?
I probably don't eat much more than a quarter cup, or maybe like a half cup. It's like... How's there sugar in here? I don't know. All right, random number generator, go. This is supposed to be a loosey-goosey kind of thing, this podcast.
You're pretty loosey-goose.
No, I'm not. I'm actually quite uptight.
Give me number 6, because Wendy wrote it.
When is an argabird... What? An arg... What? What word is that?
All right, Elaine gives up. When is an argument... Argumentative scenario. What? When is an argumentative scenario or a
That's
scene
not a word.
Or a scenario or a scene of conflict? What is your go-to reaction?
Look at this.
Do you believe this is a constructive or deconstructive response? When in an argumentative scenario? It's a real word.
Is this English? When in an argumentative scenario or in a scene of conflict, what is your go-to reaction? Do you believe this is a constructive or deconstructive response? Comedy, that's what I go to. If someone's mad at me, I just make jokes. That's the chair, right?
Yeah.
You better not be farting in my goddamn bedroom. Yeah, no, if someone's, like, mad at me, I'll just make jokes. Or just go, like, completely neutral, or pass the buck. Three choices.
What's passing the buck?
That's like being like, it's not my fault.
Like, it's like your boss, and they're like, hey, Lane, you fucked up real bad today by showing up an hour early. What the hell's your problem?
I'd probably be really confused. Like, if they were mad at me because I showed up an hour early?
Late.
Oh, an hour late?
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know what? Sorry. That's my bad. Because I have done that before. Like, there's...
So your reaction is comedy, but it's passive.
Well, no. I'll usually just say something. Like if they were really, really mad, I would just be like, you know what? I'm sorry.
But you don't face conflict head on. You're like, let's avoid conflict as much as possible.
Well, why would I... What, do I get mad? No, fuck you! I wasn't supposed to be late.
Well, this is a bad example. If there's something that you know you're right about, and you're fighting with somebody about it...
If I know that I'm right, it depends. If it's work-based, I don't fucking care. It's not worth my time to be right.
What if it's something that is worth fighting for? Are you going to fight for it?
Example. You gotta bring it up.
Come up with an example.
I usually do pretty good job of avoiding conflict. Oh, okay. Let's go off of my relationship with that.
Let's dive into Lane's relationship.
It's happened once, twice, two relationships. Let's say six like that times. That relation. No, I haven't had six relationships. Don't lie to people.
Brother, ladies,
I haven't had like six. I think I've had six dates in like the last 2 years, maybe. He is, actually, wait, no, that's a little bit of
five
an understatement.
5'10".
I'm 5'9".
Blonde, white male.
Dirty blonde.
With an afro.
It's yeah, hey, do you know my hair's actually probably quite nice when I comb it? So eat my balls. Pretty,
I didn't say it was unsexy.
You said it's an afro, and that's not true. That's
afro is not a negative connotation.
Yes,
this
it is.
In your world, it's a negative connotation.
You're a negative connotation.
Your mother was a negative.
We're fighting
connotation.
Now. Get out.
And look at that. It wasn't passive.
All right. No. Okay. So if it's something that I really care for about, it's I just brick wall it. Then it's like, if it's like, hey, I want this to happen, and I'm like, no, sorry, I'm not gonna rob a bank. It's like. Or whatever. That's it. That's the end of it. That's like, okay, no, eat shit. And if you want to fight about it,
let's fight about it.
Well, like I don't like conflict. I usually just avoid it.
Yeah.
I dodge it or I pass it on someone else.
I'm too prideful for that. I get so prideful. I'm like, I'll just be like, no, and I'll try and explain it.
That doesn't help to people. That doesn't help people.
No. I break it down through my point of view.
Right.
I'll try and break it down through my point of view, and I'll try and understand what their point of view is. And at the end of that conversation, if they can't still see eye to eye, then I just start swinging.
You just start punching. You just start punching swinging. So that's why I hear all those physicality blows happening in the other room when Megan says something you don't like.
No, Andrew!
And the bruises! It all makes sense!
I just thought they were
and now
large
freckles. Now we're getting lawsuits from women suffragists, too.
Oh, they're never ending!
The suffragists.
This film better make a lot of money.
It is. It's gonna cut, well, all the it's gonna be zero profit because all of it's gonna go in towards my lawyering. Paying lawyers and paying people off. And paying dudes to, like, go and, like, threaten PETA with baseball bats. Maybe you call your goons off, and maybe my boss calls us goons off.
Calls us goons off.
We've been paid to be goons for you, PETA. And not for you, but about you.
We're all about you, PETA.
We're gonna goon you. I don't know what the accent that's supposed to be.
Goons.
Is that a goon voice?
They're big dumb guys.
Yeah, okay, yeah, good point. Alright. We're getting sued by big dumb guys now.
You don't know how to sue. It's okay.
With conflict, I either make jokes, I either avoid it entirely, or I blame someone else.
Yeah.
It's either not my fault, not my problem, or I don't want to deal with it.
Lane's three go-tos.
Yeah, but
typically, I'll think about it ahead of time. Like, if I'm in the situation, I'll think about it. I'm like, am I in the right or the wrong here? And I'll think about it really heavily. And I'll be like, I am in the right. If I am in the right, then I'll go through that whole thing I said where I explain, try and resolve, and I'll figure out how to see through their point of view, my point of view, etc.
Right.
But if I realize that I'm in the wrong, like, if I know I'm
that's
in the wrong...
That's where you can cut straight to swinging.
I just cut straight to swing. All right, I just go like straight for the kick to the balls. A swift kick to the balls.
Because you can't argue with someone if you've had your balls kicked. when was the last time you got really... Wait, what's...
When was the last time I had a car?
That happened. That, like, that...
That McDonald's. Remember that?
Remember
when I was at the McDonald's? Right. Okay, I'll tell a story. McDonald's, 2 in the morning, coming home from like a 16-hour day, and I'm just want a couple goddamn... McDoubles before I go to bed, and this guy in front of me orders a couple of McChickens, and the guy behind the cashier is like, "Oh, it's gonna be 5 to 10 minutes," and the guy
because they actually have to fry the McChickens.
Yeah, they gotta fry them. So this guy just loses his shit on the cashier, and I'm like sitting on my phone, like going through my emails for work. I'm standing right behind him, and I took me a minute to realize what was going on because my brain's like off mode. I look up, and there's, like, 10 people watching this happen. This guy's just losing on the cashier, and the cashier's like, I don't know, man, I don't know. And I just grabbed him and turned him around, and I was like, what the fuck's your problem? We're all waiting for food. Why don't you just relax? And the guy, like, literally, I was ready to swing. I was like, this is either going to end with him walking away being pissed off or him trying to take a punch.
Now, here's a question. Because you're kind of looking for trouble. You're not in the getting trouble. Now, imagine you are the cashier. What do you do in that instance?
I would expect someone else to say something.
But no one would. Have you seen, like, Vancouverites? Are you kidding me? So no one says
anything. I guess, yeah, if I was in his position, I would just be like, dude, it's not my problem. I don't have control over this. This is something that's how it works. Like, if you want your food on time, if you want that item, then that's how long it takes. Like, there's no way to do it.
Because obviously faster. In that situation, you can't go straight to swinging.
That or I'd be like, okay, well, I work at McDonald's. I might just go swinging.
Not if that's your bread and butter. You don't know
what. But I might break it down. I might be like, look, so what we do is we take the burger out of the freezer.
Do you know what, sir? Come back
here. I'm going to show you how.
Dunk him. Dunk him in the boiling oil.
Push his head in. And be like, is that how I can? It takes 5 to 10 minutes. Stay down.
5 minutes of having your face scalded. You'd be dead. You'd be dead.
And there's one more lawsuit.
Shitty McDonald's patrons? Fuck them.
You're one of them.
I'm not a shitty McDonald's patron.
Oh, I thought you just meant in general, no, all McDonald's.
No, I just said, the shitty ones.
Wow,
the
people, I'm craving McDicks.
The people who go into the stores and they're like, complaints because reasons.
Yeah.
I went off on, this wasn't really a conflict, but I got mad at a beggar because they came in asking for free food. And they cut in front of me, and then they went to the line. They're like, "Can I have some free food?" And they were
McDonald's?
Like,
"McDonald's?"
No, it was a Wendy's. But, and I just went up to them, and I was like, "If you don't have to pay, that means that I don't have to pay, right?" Like I was looking, at, I was like, and they're like, "Oh wait, no, I have to pay. Therefore, you have to pay. So if you're not going to order, can I please order?"
Communism.
Well, I was like, "No, fuck off. Fuck off. You got to fucking pay. You pay for your goddamn sandwich." If you want to convince someone else to buy your sandwich?
Like, I would react totally different.
What would your response be?
If they were like, no, sorry, you have to pay it, I'd be like, what do you want? And I'd buy it for them.
Really? Yeah. Wait, like, if a beggar came in?
I've done it before. Oh,
fuck that.
I've done it quite a few times. If somebody was like...
Every time I've offered food to a beggar, they have always said no.
That's why, right? It's because most people who are begging don't want...
They want cocaine! No, like...
But if someone's actually genuinely wanting food, I'd be like, I cannot refuse you the right for food. That's not
technical
fair.
Is there a right to have food?
It's a necessity to eat.
Then get a job!
It's a necessity to live.
Then get a job.
Yeah, well,
do you know how many of the beggars downtown are, like, basically...
Do you know Vancouver has one of the largest, the largest... homeless person problem in Canada.
We've got very temperate climate, so it's easy to live through the winter.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I couldn't believe that. I found that out. Like,
That really...
Well, it surprised me because I'm just used to living here all the time. Like, I'm used to
You didn't realize that it was the worst place in Canada for
homeless. Realize it was the worst place in Canada.
Well, it's the best place.
Yeah.
The best place on earth if you're homeless. But yeah, no, there's a whole bunch of people downtown who are basically professional beggars.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, I know a couple
And they live in apartments.
I've met this girl in this one corner that just by this pub, and she'll come up to me, and she's got like 6 stories down.
And you don't give her any money,
no,
right? Good.
No,
I've
She's obviously, like, she's super cracked out all the time.
I've completely
like,
given up
I
on
don't.
Giving things to poor
yeah,
people.
Yeah, but I don't want to let them just sit there. I want to help them.
Go to a soup kitchen. There are lots of resources.
In Vancouver, not as much as you
there
think.
There are
not
lots.
Not as much as you think.
There, no, do you know what it is? People don't, because there, I think that, I want to say that there was like, they want to do it in, they want to make something in Coquitlam for homeless people. But the reality is. No, because I was reading about it. It was about the homeless problem.
Yeah.
And the issue becomes, if I'm a homeless drug addict, my dealer is downtown, my drug addict friends are downtown, therefore I'm going to live on Skid Row downtown in a tent city.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't have very much, what's that word? Compassion for the homeless people.
Oh, I know. Remember Halloween?
I don't.
I was like, you're like waving your sword around, and I was like, you're gonna break that. And you're like, yeah, I know. And I was like, you're gonna break that on the homeless.
Oh no, that was before Halloween. That was not at Halloween.
Right, right.
Okay, I thought you meant that I like did something to a homeless.
But you didn't. Look, it's right there. I didn't. It's gonna live a whole year.
No, I'll probably lose it.
Lose it? How are you gonna lose it?
Who knows?
It's gonna get sucked into the void of your bedroom.
The void of my something.
Okay, we should do another question. We got two left.
Okay. We were going on a good tangent about how much I hate the homelessness.
That could go forever.
Six. So the last one that we haven't done.
The higher. No, there's two we haven't
done. Well, we just did six.
Yeah, six. We did five, four, three.
Was it two then?
Two and one. So two. Would you rather be okay at everything or the best in the world at one thing?
Define okay.
Yeah, like you're playing video games.
Right.
Your average score is going to be like breaking even. But like, for kills and deaths.
Is there just average?
You're going to be average.
Or the best and terrible at everything else?
Yeah, you're not good. No, it's you're okay at everything.
No. But or the best at one thing and terrible in everything else.
Yeah.
Okay at everything.
You gotta be okay at everything.
I'll take because that means that I'm okay at brain surgery. I'm okay at okay at everything.
Oh, I didn't think about it that way.
You're okay at car repair. You're okay at programming.
Oh, I never even thought about it that way at all.
Yeah, totally.
But you never have that satisfaction of being really good at something.
Yeah, but you are good at everything.
You're okay at everything.
That's still pretty good! That's better than a lot of people.
You're hitting par.
Hey, how good are you at metallurgy? I'm okay. How good are you? I've never even heard of metallurgy.
I'm okay.
Literally any trivia night. You're okay at that trivia. You probably know at least a couple of them.
50%.
50% right there.
That one trivia night we had, you hit like all of them.
Yeah, dude. Cryptozoology and deadly Australian animals. It was
written for you.
It was the perfect night. Oh, it was beautiful.
Oh, it was...
The only like more thing would be like Dungeons and Dragons and other nerdy things. Or even just nerd culture and video.
I was gonna say
what would you want to be the best in?
But now that you put it that way, yeah. It's like, oh, obviously it would be the other thing. But if you had to be the best in one thing, what would you?
The best?
If you were the best at one thing. I have a feeling I know what you're going to say already, but...
What do you think? Wait, hold on. I've got a couple ideas. What do you think I'm going to say?
No, I'm all
right. Ah, okay. I would want to be... Like, if it was for a professional thing, it would be, like... I don't really want to say animating. I would want to be the best... Can I say just making movies?
Yeah.
Okay, then it would be making movies.
But like, area?
I would know the whole thing, everything.
So no, you can't be the best director and the best editor and the best.
I'm the best at making movies. If you want to make a movie, you need me.
So you're the producer.
Can I help act and animate and do everything? I want to do.
Yeah, but you're terrible at those things.
No, I want to do a bit of everything.
Well, you can write that into your contract as being the best producer ever. You'd be like, I also have to help in every single department
half an hour. You're going to win an Emmy, but you're going to have to deal with my bullshit.
I'm terrible at everything else, ooh, but I want to learn.
Or best gambler.
Oh, okay, see, that's what I thought you were going to go for. Well, not gambler, but I thought you were going to say, I'm going to be the best at stocks or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah, like, best at stocks.
I know the stocks better than anyone else in the planet.
Yeah. Like something like that, because then I could just do whatever the fuck I want.
Well, that's what my thought was. I thought you were going to go for was the best. And then be like, oh, I'm the best at, I make the most money in the world.
But at
then I can just pay people so if to I'm lose
So if I okay again, no, so that just means I break even all the time, right?
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that, with breaking even, like being able to go and play blackjack and just come out like the same amount of money.
Yeah.
Just like, just have the experience of win-win, lose-lose, win-lose, win-lose, win-lose. And then like, all right, we're back at zero. Thanks, bud.
But then you're going to end the game on the one win, which puts you ahead just slightly.
There you go.
But it turns out that game was a tie, so you actually... quit.
Well, no, because I would just have to play until I win once. Actually, no, that's a... Well, does the gambler's fallacy work with this?
What's the gambler's fallacy?
It's, okay, so if I roll this dice 6 times...
You know how many timelines we've created playing doing this podcast? No,
that's not how timelines work. Okay, so the gambler's fallacy is, let's say, I roll a 4+. Oh, well, I've rolled it once. That means I've got... If I do it another time, I've got 100% chance of it to happen. But the idea that your odds of something happening increasing because you've done it doesn't actually increase. Your odds are still 50%.
Right.
It's just that you've done it more times.
Interesting. Okay.
So people's... It's like that 1 in every 5 McDonald's cups win. If I buy 5 cups, I've got to win.
I don't think it means you win 50% of the games. I think it means you're If you take 100% of the people that play, that right. are the best of the timeline, you get the average center.
I still think that would actually probably put me above, because technically most people go away with losses. Okay, let's not think about gambling. I think stocks is smarter, because stocks is like gambling that you can
control a little bit.
Control. Yeah, because then I could just do whatever, because then I would just make a whole bunch of fucking money and then just do whatever.
Now thinking about that, which one would it be?
Stocks. Yeah, no, I like stocks. Or sex.
I thought you were going to say confidence.
Oh, confidence. No, I think because... I would be the best at confidence. I think knowing that I'm the best human on the planet at sex would give me confidence.
All you need to do is get one girl.
Yeah, exactly. And then
she would spread the word throughout all of humanity. Yeah. And then all the men and women would flee to you.
And then I would only take the women. Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
I'm a heterosexual man.
Unless there's the right price.
Well, no. Or, this would be a stupid choice, but like the best at... Wait, now if I picked like the best at Warhammer, is that the hobby entirely? In its entirety, or would I have to pick gaming,
painting? You have to pick gaming, painting, or building.
Oh, man.
Your models would look like absolute garbage.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I've got...
built and painted them like a 7-year-old.
Yeah, so that's kind of the tragic thing of being the best... Now, so is it best at one thing, but terrible at everything else?
It's not good at everything else.
So like, subpar?
You're not the worst.
Doesn't...
But you're not average either. You're like between the worst and subpar. You're subpar, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, shooting a golf game, you're getting 5.
Then straight away, I'd take okay at everything. Because think about that way. Oh, I'm the best at stocks, but now I'm even worse at confidence. And now I'm even worse at all the stuff that I was kind of good at.
Yeah, I guess I would probably, like my that's first like, instinct
that's
is
some
to go with
that's
the
some
best.
Twilight Zone shit, where you become really good at one thing. And like, wishing punk monkey paw, I want to be the best at stocks, and it's like, but you're gonna be shit at everything else. Nah. And then you realize that, like, oh wow, it's actually not great to have all this money if I don't know how to fucking fix anything or cook anything or
just spend my own people to take care of you.
Yeah, but what about your hobbies? Now you're shit at disc golf. You throw the disc and it's like, nah. you're now like, there's a lot of things that...
Yeah. My first instinct is to be really good at one thing and then thinking about...
What would your number one good thing? Would it be stocks?
It's so cheesy.
Is it, like, romance or some bullshit like that?
It's being the best at being a husband.
Oh, it's so
gay. I just want to be such a good husband.
That's so gay. But you'd be bad at sex. Dun, dun, dun! No! Curse you, monkey paw!
Curse you.
Yeah, so there you go. It's like, you're the best at making breakfast in bed in the morning and doing romantic shit, but whenever...
You're really good at setting the mood, but really bad at delivery.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, you're, like, clumsy and, like, you make weird, uncomfortable noises. Yeah. How embarrassing.
What was that noise? I just orgasm.
Yeah, and then it would only last like 12 seconds.
Or so only, not like, even get it up.
Only 5 seconds faster than normal.
Ouch, bro.
Ah, that's a classic one.
Right in my noise.
to shreds, you say. And Andrew's ego. To shreds,
you say.
All right, let's do the last question. We're now breaking 1 hour.
Okay, the last question. If you could be one animal, what Wow, did I... What would it be, and why?
Okay. Either a... Can it be a mystical animal model? Can I be...
We're going to start this question off with real animal. Okay. And I'm sure we'll get to mystical.
Do I get to keep my brain, or do I get the animal equivalent of the brain?
Probably the animal equivalent.
Okay. I'm going to go with either a honey badger, or an octopus. Dude, have you...
What the...
You don't know what a honey badger is? Oh my god. That's every single... Okay, seriously, we need to... Hold on, we need to...
Looks like a raccoon on crack.
No. You need to watch the honey badger fucking video.
Can we watch this later?
No.
It's the honey badger. Watch it run in slow motion. It's pretty badass. Look, it runs all over the place. Whoa, watch out, says that bird. Ew, it's got a snake. Oh, it's chasing a jackal.
Oh my god.
The honey badgers are just crazy.
Honey badgers are fucking are insane. They fight lions and shit like that.
Do they win?
Yes.
What?
They fuck things up. Honey badgers do not fucking care.
You'd be a honey badger.
Honey badger or an octopus?
Do you think a honey badger reflects your personality?
Not even close.
Do you think an octopus?
But it's like the, yes, kind of. Not
I would,
really.
I would say it kind of does.
I feel with my hands, and I present my fingers as gifts.
This is so funny, because you hate touching things.
I know. Wait, what does that even mean? I hate touching things.
Yeah. Take it as you want.
No, like, literally, what does I hate touching things mean?
You don't like touching things? That's you. It just pained you a little bit to do that, though.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
Okay.
Let me just gently, like... That's a little bit uncomfortable, because, like, ears are gross, but...
Ears are gross. Mm. Ears gross. So, really, an octopus or a honey badger?
That's just, like... Or a dog. Because dogs are just always fucking happy. Like a Labrador Retriever.
The dog we watched in that video.
Yeah, like that dog.
Play dead, so like stay in the grass.
Like just no fucking cares. Everything is fantastic. Yeah. I get fed until I'm fat and old, and then they feed me human food until I inevitably get a disease and die.
Yeah.
Or one of those lobsters that are biologically immortal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like Dorian Gray. Style.
Lobster style.
Lobster Dorian Gray.
Lobster style. Dorian Gray. Don't look at my lobster picture or I die. Alright, what animal would you want to be?
My first instinct is to say lion.
Really?
Yeah.
Male lion?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they get like bit on by the female lions.
Sexual, man.
No, like the opposite. Predatory.
Sexual, bro.
Okay, keep going.
My first instinct would be lion. My second instinct would be, like, sloth.
Okay.
Just be, like, super chill.
Just never move. Do sloths have predators? I don't think so. Honey badger would kick a sloth's ass, though.
Does a honey badger have a predator?
I don't fucking think so. They, like, I'm pretty sure I believe that they are an apex predator.
Lions. I would eat you.
No, they
leopards, hyenas,
live in an environment inhabited.
Cheetahs, and of course.
I think they're more in like a turf war.
Yeah. Or a human.
Oh, human, huh?
Hey, it's not disobeying the question, is it?
What did you say for the question? Any animal?
If you could be one animal, what would it be?
Okay. Well, I want to be a fucking dragon then.
Okay, now we go fast.
An ancient dragon so that I can polymorph into a human. Or a mimic. That would be pretty cool. Oh, no, not a mimic. A shapeshifter? Changeling.
Changeling.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. probably be... I don't know enough about mythological creatures.
A Pegasus.
Ride
a
with.
Female Pegasus.
Probably one of those... I can't remember what they're called now. And a centaur.
A minotaur.
Yeah, it's two legs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that are stuck in the maze and have to eat babies?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
That's what it would be.
Nice dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, good choice.
Now who do we have? PETA's already after us.
No, I'm pretty sure the Greeks are okay with that, because that's technically true. Minotaurs, the Minotaur, did eat babies.
Yeah, so.
Apparently it's the only thing that it would eat. They tried to feed it other stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
And it would only eat babies.
It would only eat babies.
That's fucked
It's the Greeks, dude. They did all kinds of fucked up. Zeus had sex with a swan or some shit. There's a pie chart.
Now the Greeks are after us.
The Greeks can't really deny that, though. We're not lying. The Greeks are pretty
like, don't tell people, though.
No, everyone knows how Zeus is a horny bastard. Also, no one really follows the Greek religion anymore. It's kind of dead.
Kind of dead.
Kind of. Only a little bit.
Only a little bit dead.
Yeah.
Only sort of dead.
Are we doing an outro now?
Yeah, we'll do an
outro.
Wait,
why? Why would you want to be a lion?
Because I'm a leader.
Right. Okay. Why would you want to be the other thing that you mentioned?
Sloth?
Yeah. Oh, sloth. Yeah, chill. All right.
Chill. Just chill.
Honey badger, so I can fuck shit up. And octopus.
It's the most passive person.
Yeah, exactly.
The most passive
deep,
honey badger
deep
ever.
Down. No, because my personality wouldn't reflect in it.
Right.
And because if I was in a honey badger body, I would be able to fuck shit up. In the same way, if I was in, like, a 6 foot tall.
Hulk Hogan
like,
body.
Yeah, exactly.
You would fuck shit up.
Well, no, I probably wouldn't. But, like, if you came and tried to do that, like, grab thing, I'd probably stand up, lift you up by your arms, like, walking you into the hallway, and then, like, drop you on the floor.
You'd be like, Andrew, don't fuck with me.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm on a killing spree. Get down. Get out of my room, or I will put you out of my room.
Perfect.
Actually, I'd probably play less video games as well, if I had the body like that.
Because you'd be so confident.
Yes.
You could go to the bars.
And I'd be like, does anyone have something that I can lift? Like a keg. Someone let me lift a keg.
Or multiple women sitting on a bench.
Yes. Wow. Gaston style.
Gaston?
Well, that's. No one bench presses three women like Gaston.
Gaston. Oh, Gaston. All right, outro. Cool. Thanks for listening. This is episode 2.
You're trying too hard. You're trying too hard, the musical.
No! People say things.
People say things, the podcast, where I am tone deaf.
And blind.
And blind. And deaf.
All right, thanks for
Please
listening.
Please send a doctor.
See you next time.